DW.
I'm standing at a beautiful spot. That's typical for Brittany. A beach with white sand in a rocky cove. You can hear the seagulls and breathe in this really nice sea air. But there is something spoiling this. Right over there, on the other side of the beach, I can see some kind of green carpet. It's algae. Right now, the organisms are harmless. You can even eat them. But in just 48 hours, they will decompose and release hydrogen sulfide in the process, a toxic gas smelling of rotten eggs. Vincent Petit, a veterinarian, experienced this firsthand a few years ago.
I was horse riding on the Saint-Michel beach. After my horse riding, I stepped off my horse. We were both walking on the beach, and suddenly we fall into a big hole full of a mix of sand, water, and rotten algae. It was the same color of the sand. In two steps, we fell in it. In a couple of seconds, we were fully in the hole with no means to get back from there. In 10 seconds, my horse passed out. I just had time to call for help to a man working on a tractor a few meters away, and I passed out.
The veterinarian was rescued that day, but his horse didn't survive the accident. It died from the poisonous gas released by the putrefied sludge. And Vincent's horse is probably not the only victim of the algae plague. Over the years, two people and a few wild boars were found dead near algae hotspots. Brittany alone has 8 of those hotspots, beaches located in coves where the water doesn't flow away easily. Algae develop when there is a lot of light, high temperatures, and a high concentration of nitrates. Beaches naturally have a lot of light and high temperatures, but how do the nitrates get into the water? They run off from fertilizer used by local farms. That's one of Brittany's biggest industries, which has a loud voice. One of these voices is Laurent Garnion, who has 100 cows on his farm near the coast.
If we don't use fertilizer, we won't be able to produce enough food for our animals. We would have to buy fodder, and that would bring down our revenue even further. We are already struggling. The milk price has gone down from 300 to 250 euros per ton over the past 2 years.
Garnion says he calculates exactly how much fertilizer his crops need, so that none ends up in the water. But unfortunately, that's not enough, because Garnion also feeds his animals with the corn he grows, just like most farmers in the region. And corn has a drawback. It stops growing in August and no longer soaks up the nitrates that continue developing in the soil, even if Garnion stops fertilizing. As soon as it rains, that then gets washed into the rivers and the sea.
Par rapport à la surface qu'on a, on est obligé de sortir un certain tonnage de...
Corn helps us stay profitable. It yields 13 tons per hectare compared to only 8 tons in the case of grass. And corn is a lot easier to grow and harvest.
En herbe, on est autour de 8 tons de matière sèche par hectare.
Garnion has reduced the fertilizer he uses and the proportion of corn he feeds his cows. Like him, 80% of Brittany's farmers have signed up to the region's anti-algae plan. The government has spent 40 million euros over the past 5 years to combat the problem and to compensate farmers for any lower productivity. Thierry Burlot, the regional government's vice president in charge of environmental matters, says that sum will now be topped up by another 55 million euros.
C'est l'équilibre de fertilisation sur les cultures, c'est une meilleure gestion de l'azote organique.
With our new plan, we'll reduce the proportion of nitrates in the water even further. And we have already drastically improved water quality. We'll continue to modify the landscape so that the water can flow off more easily. Brittany is on the move. We're adapting our agricultural model.
On est en grande mutation, en grande transformation de nos agricultures.
The water quality in Brittany has indeed improved, and yet there have been more algae this spring than for the past 15 years. The reasons: a mild winter with few storms that could have cleared the water, and high temperatures. It's feared this combination could occur more often in the future due to global warming. That's why Yves-Marie Le Lay thinks the government needs to do more. He is the vice president of the association Stop the Green Tides and regularly measures the gas at Brittany's beaches.
La situation perdure. C'est-à-dire qu'on a mis beaucoup de millions d'euros.
There is still more than 30 milligrams of nitrates per litre of water. That has to go down to 10 in order to prevent any blooms of algae from developing.
De nitrate dans l'eau des rivières pour que il n'y ait plus de marée verte.
Le Lay thinks the only way to get below that threshold is to thoroughly overhaul Brittany's agricultural model.
Donc, ce qu'on peut envisager en faisant une culture à forte valeur ajoutée.
We should focus on quality and not quantity. Farmers would then need less fertilizer, and they wouldn't even lose money, as organic products fetch considerably higher prices.
Et donc, ce que l'on perd sur le kilo, on le gagne sur la qualité.
But many farmers think that going down that route is too risky. They say the prices for organic products are subject to fluctuations on the world markets. The government is unlikely to impose radical change either. All of its anti-algae plans so far have been on a voluntary basis. For DW, this is Lisa Louis from Brittany.
DW.